Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I don't care where you're at, what you're doing, how your day was. I'm going to have me some fun. If you want to have some fun, hang out here with me. We're going to talk about sports. Why the hell else would you be here, right? Major League Baseball season gets started tomorrow. Besides last week, of course, in South Korea. We got the Dodgers handing out another big contract. Is it too late for me? Last night when I got off air, man, what a great game between the Bucks and the Celtics. March Madness gets going again tomorrow on the men's side. Bryce Young getting some positive words from his coach. So much. Oh, how about this? To talk baseball later on in the show, we got Brett Boone. Oh, how about this? We're going to hear from his brother Aaron, too. This is a lot of Boones today. Well, Aaron, we got him just talking to the media. We'll talk to his brother later on in the show. I'll ask him about his brother. Caitlin Clark just got a big offer from Ice Cube. No, it's not a record deal. No, it's not to be in the next Ice Cube film. I don't think we'll see Caitlin Clark in Friday. And we'll talk about what the hell Ice Cube could possibly be offering Caitlin Clark. Hey, Brock Purdy, he's preparing to get himself an offer. It'll come sooner than later via the San Francisco 49ers. And then it's Wednesday. If you don't know what the hell that means here for the JR Sport Brief Show, every single Wednesday I bring you a new top six list. And because we got baseball tomorrow, I'm going to tell you who I believe the top six teams are heading into the season. These are the teams I think have the best chances and odds to hoist the commissioner's trophy later on this year. Or as Commissioner Rob Manfred likes to refer to it, as just a piece of junk. We'll talk about that later on in the show. Top six list, top six MLB teams for 2024. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. And thank you to you, everybody listening all across North America, using the free Odyssey app on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. You don't have to get up. You don't have to press a button. You just talk to the computer like you typically would. CBSSportsRadio.com and all of that good stuff. If you, yes, you listening right now, want to participate in the show. If you, yes, you, if you haven't talked to another human being all day long, feel free. Call me up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you've also been antisocial by being on social media, I am there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me on social media, you would have already known about everything that we will discuss today, most things, because I posted it on X, on Facebook, Instagram, all of that good stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief. Ryan Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I'll be honest, I'm not doing great today, JR.
Oh, no, what happened?
I am walking around the studio like a 75-year-old. My lower back is killing me.
Get out of here.
I think it's from standing the other day. I stood a weird angle for like an hour, and now...
Oh, my God.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed, but I think I officially have the back of like an 80-year-old.
Are you kidding me?
I wish I was. I wish I am not.
Did I tell you the other day my back was killing me?
Did you transfer to me?
No, I didn't transfer anything, but I didn't tell you that the other day?
What happened to you?
Oh, my God. Over the weekend, I don't know what it is. Running around with a toddler or falling asleep the wrong way. I don't know what the hell I did. All I know is I woke up on Monday and I could not even reach across my body to put my seatbelt on. I felt like I was in a movie. I felt like I was literally getting out the shower, and I felt like King Kong came from behind me and just squished me in my lower back. I literally felt my back seize up on me. It was like I was being you. I felt the muscles like contracting at that moment. I had to try to stretch just to move. Have you ever had your back lock up on you?
Yes. Oh, it's the worst.
Man, I have been, this was a couple of years ago. This was in COVID, so thank God I didn't have nowhere to go, really, right? It took me like 3 to 4 hours to get from my bedroom to the bathroom. And it's right there next to each other. Like, I was on the floor. Like, I had to inch my way in the bed. And then slowly inch my way onto the floor and then slowly inch my way into the bathroom just so I could get the shower, the massage jet onto my back. And I felt like my back just said, nah, man, screw you. You ain't going nowhere, man. And so I thought that was going to be the case on Monday. My back has improved since then. But I don't know. Maybe we are so in sync here that we now share each other's pain. How about that?
I guess you're right. There's nothing more humbling than a little lower back pain.
So you think it's because you were standing up?
I think so, yeah. I was like standing against a wall for like an hour.
In the studio?
No, not here. On Sunday.
Okay.
And like kind of like leaning, like there's like a radiator, like kind of like, so it's kind of like half sitting, half like leaning back on. I'm assuming, so I don't know what else I did. It wasn't like I moved one way and felt like a sharp pain.
Right.
And then just have woken up the last few days and it's just very sore.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I could say I honestly feel your pain because I have. And I kind of sort of still do. And I asked about standing because I have made it a point, especially with our new show, well, not new show, but, you know, moving the show up at a new time slot. I have made a concerted effort to stand up. I stand up for every single show because it's good for you. Like, I think it's actually better for my back that I stand up and do the show than sit down for 4 hours. So I thought standing up, maybe you sitting down right now?
I am standing up as we speak, and I was sitting down before. I do feel a little bit better, so maybe I'll take your advice and stand in solidarity with you all 4 hours.
Don't feel like you got to stand in solidarity. Do what makes you feel good. You do yoga, you stretch and stuff like that?
I stretched. I do not do yoga. I've stretched today. Yeah. Didn't help too much, but I tried at least.
Stretching, yoga, same difference. I mean, some people do yoga more religious. More people want to open their brains. Man, I make sure I try to stretch and do yoga. There's some great back exercises. I'll send you some that have worked for me, okay, Hickey?
Downward dog?
That's one. That's one of them, yes.
Or the children's pose, I guess that's probably.
Which one is that? That's squatting?
No, like you like lean back on like an angle, like you're on like your hands and knees and then kind of like lean back and like kind of sit on your feet.
For somebody who doesn't do yoga, you certainly know the poses.
Well, this is not the first time my lower back has hurt, unfortunately. So I've had to look up plenty of exercises before to stretch it out.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, maybe you've already seen... It's a lady on YouTube. Maybe you've seen her already. I'm not gonna shout her out, but I'll send it to you. Okay. All right. Well, All the best to your back. I got some good news for you. You ready for this? No, not really.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for the big happy news. Yes, I am ready. I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Baseball is back tomorrow.
Woo. Sort of.
Oh, damn. Oh, no.
No, I'm fired up. Well, as a Mets fan, they got rained out, so it's like I'm already on to Friday for opening day. But no.
Yeah.
That was unfair. Let's go. Woo!
Are you? Yeah, well, so how about this? We know that the Major League Baseball season, they counted two regular season games last week when the Dodgers and Padres went to South Korea for the Shohei Ohtani betting scandal series. And so we had those two games. They're done. And now we got the real opening day tomorrow because, of course, baseball had to make money with Ohtani in South Korea before we got to anything. And as Hickey just said, yeah, we already got two games that have been postponed, and they happen to be a couple of miles apart, maybe about 90 miles apart. The New York Mets were supposed to be hosting the Milwaukee Brewers. The Phillies were supposed to be hosting the Atlanta Braves. That ain't happening tomorrow. How bad is it supposed to rain like crap up that way tomorrow? Is that what's going on?
A monsoon. So when they cancel like 24 hours in advance, you know it's pretty bad.
Especially for opening day. What did they do? Schedule doubleheaders for the Mets? A doubleheader on Friday?
Well, they were off on Friday in part because of this. I think they kind of anticipate the rain. So Friday was supposed to be a built-in off day that is now going to be truly opening day. So no doubleheaders to start the season. Thankfully, just now, just one game Friday afternoon, which should be here in at least New York City, sunny and 60. So let's go.
Nothing better than crappy Northeast weather, Midwest weather at the start of a season. Give everybody all those off days just in case they have to delay. How about another New York team? There's no delay because they're in Houston. The other New York team, the New York Yankees, they're going to be taking on the team that they could never beat, the Houston Astros. That'll go down tomorrow afternoon. The New York Yankees missing this man big time. His name is Gerrit Cole. He's going to be gone for a couple of months, the Yankees hope. And so Nestor Cortez gets to start against Framber Valdez. And a matter of fact, Aaron Boone, New York Yankees manager, one of the people that Yankee fans always want to fire, he just talked about, well, actually, right before we went on air a few minutes ago, he talked about the New York Yankees' expectations and that they are always World Series or bust. Listen to this man.
There hasn't been a season that I haven't thought was as important as it gets. I mean, you know, whether we're coming off losing in the American League Championship Series or unfortunately last year we don't make the playoffs. Like, I mean, as much as, you know, the noise was and has been outside of, you know, obviously last year was not it, and we expect a lot more than that. Going into every season, there's that same excitement, energy, anxious, nervous, whatever it may be, but the expectation has never been different.
Man, I like Aaron Boone. Have met Aaron Boone. Have talked to Aaron Boone. Really like the guy. Think he gets a bad rap from a lot of Yankee fans who always want to just give him the boot. But I got to be honest, like nobody cares what he's saying right now, at least Yankee fans. Like they're just marking these as mental notes because they only care what happens in September and October if the Yankees should be so fortunate to get deep into October, because they're going to start the season against a team that they could never beat. It's the Houston Astros. And then they don't have Gerrit Cole. At least they have Juan Soto now. At least he's not going to be out in the National League West tormenting the Dodgers, who also, by the way, can I get a deal? Can I get a contract? The Dodgers are just handing out money to everybody. Like, is it too late for me to just be a pinch runner? Listen to this breaking news that came down the line. I always watch CBS Sports HQ. This came down the line earlier this afternoon.
And we have some breaking news from Major League Baseball, where the Los Angeles Dodgers are locking up 29-year-old catcher Will Smith to a 10-year extension worth $140 million. That's per multiple reports. Smith made his first All-Star team this past season, hitting .261 with 19 homers and 76 RBIs. He's the fourth catcher in league history to sign for $100 million or more. And the $140 million is the third most ever committed to a catcher. It's yet another big money move from the Dodgers, who have committed more than $1 billion in offseason moves.
Can I get $1 million to be a pinch runner? Like, come on, another contract? I can't wait to figure out how much money the Dodgers are going to defer. And yeah, Will Smith every single season, he's good for .250, .260 batting average. Not that anybody cares about batting average anymore. I do. And then he's going to crack about 20, 25 home runs, driving about 70 to 80-something RBIs. And congratulations, he is now the third highest paid catcher ever. 10 years Will Smith just got. $140 million. The only larger contracts for a catcher, Joe Mauer, $184 million for 8 years. Buster Posey, $167 million for 9 years. And JT Realmuto, he's making less than Will Smith. He got himself a $115 mil for 5. Will Smith. This is actually a happy Will Smith in Hollywood. I don't know how happy the other Will Smith is. But congratulations to Will Smith, the latest Dodger to get a big check. And we know the Dodgers, they're supposed to be, you know, competing for a championship. I mean, you're giving Shohei Ohtani $700 mil. You're giving Yamamoto $325 mil. You're now dumping $140 mil into Will Smith. You already got Freddie Freeman. You already got Mookie Betts. Like, what is this? Well, I can tell you what it is. Something that Dave Roberts is excited about. Because he spoke to Sportsnet LA, and he's just like, oh, yeah, we play baseball tomorrow? I can't wait.
I'm excited. I would say this is probably the most excited I've been for a home opener. It's going to be bananas. Traffic is going to be crazy, and there's going to be a lot of Shohei jerseys, Betts jerseys, and Tyler is going to be ready to go, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Tyler Glasnow is going to be on the mound tomorrow, making his debut at home against St. Louis. Shohei Ohtani been stinking a joint up since they come back to America, by the way. I think he's like 0 for 6 with a bunch of strikeouts. He'll get it together. Shohei Ohtani's going to make his money. Unless Ipe Mizuhara didn't just steal his money, and maybe he stole his powers. We'll find out more about that later. And so we've talked about the Yankees, big bad Yankees. We talked about the Dodgers, big bad Dodgers. What about the team? What about the team that actually just won the World Series? The Dodgers have garnered so much attention. Nobody's looking at the squad that actually won it all. That's the Texas Rangers. They open up the season tomorrow by hosting the Chicago Cubs. You know what? Let's listen to the manager. This is the voice of God. This is listening to your grandpa. This is one of the most distinguished voices in Major League Baseball history. Bruce Bochy, the manager of the Rangers, basically told MLB Network, yeah, repeating is hard, but we can do it.
Well, it is hard, but, you know, I like our chances. We pretty much have the same club with a couple changes, but, you know, it's good to be in this position, I'll say that, to have a chance to repeat, and that's all you can ask for, and it's a tough division. I mean, it's so hard to do it the first time, but you just love having that chance to possibly do it again.
Hickey, I could listen to him read an audiobook. I could.
It is nice.
His voice is calm. It's soothing. You know, with modern technology, I could actually have him narrate an audiobook for me, right?
AI does crazy things now.
Yeah, I could. I don't want to say steal. I don't need those problems. I could listen to his voice all day using technology. Let's just leave it at that. I think, and I don't think I know this, I can do the whole show sounding like Bruce Bochy if I chose to. I may put people asleep if I utilized his voice. But damn it, he has an amazing... Can we just play... I want to end the break on a soothing note. Let's just listen to a little bit. I'll tell you when to stop.
Well, it is hard, but, you know, I like our chances. We pretty much have the same club with a couple changes, but... Yeah, you know, it's good being in this position. I'll say that to have a chance to repeat, and that's all you.
Okay. Yeah, yep. A chance to repeat. His voice is so amazing. Shout outs to Bruce Bochy. His voice is so nice. It hurts me to say that I don't think they are gonna repeat. And if they do, he's gonna tell you that they repeated in a nice way. Major League Baseball is back. There's more going on than Shohei gambling. There's more going on than injuries. And whatever the hell is going on in they play baseball tomorrow, right, Hickey? Oakland? Something like that?
That they do.
They try to play baseball.
Try is definitely the operative word.
What type of... Is this like a punishment? I see the Guardians, they open their season in Oakland tomorrow. I feel like it's a punishment for every Major League Baseball team to play the Oakland Athletics. And not because of the city of Oakland, which I love very much. Just because the showing up to play the A's is like, it's like a minor league team. Like, who wants to play the kids who eat their own glue? Like, that's the Oakland A's right now. A's are pathetic. And Major League Baseball celebrating opening day. Welcome to baseball. We absolutely love it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We absolutely love you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about someone who loves you so much, he doesn't want to talk to you. And he could be a great speaker. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. We got a top six list coming in a couple of hours. We just heard from Aaron Boone. We are actually going to talk to his brother, Brett Boone, later in the show. We got a lot to get into. NFL, NCAA, everything. Caitlin Clark, Ice Cube. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know what's crazy? Shout outs to Ryan Howard, a great Philadelphia Philly. At one point in time, they gave this man a contract extension that was 5 years, $125 million. Sounds cheap when you think about what some of the players are getting nowadays, right? Shohei Ohtani getting $700 million. The Dodgers just decided to keep their catcher, Will Smith. Like, he had 10 years, $140 million. And Ryan Howard, here's $125. Let's just show up. And then he fell apart. Shout-outs to Ryan Howard. Nice guy anyway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you before the break that there is no better voice in Major League Baseball than Bruce Bochy, and he happens to be a manager. I listen to his pregame and postgame press conferences anytime that I can because his voice rests my soul. There's a man who was in the news today. It's been reported that he doesn't want to be a voice. He does not want to be a full-time voice. He does not want to be a constant voice. He does not want to be on your television screen for pregame, for a postgame, for any consistent game. And his name is Bill Belichick. What a shock, right? Andrew Marchand of The Athletic. And we know Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. Happy almost Hickey, this is March, right? We're in March? Yeah, it's March.
It's March for a few more days.
Yeah, Bill Belichick has a birthday in April. I think he's turning 72. Whatever it is, I don't know if he's going to get – well, no, he's not going to be any less cranky. So happy pre-birthday, Bill Belichick, however the hell else old you're going to be. Andrew Marchand said that Bill Belichick has been exploring these television opportunities. His son, Steve, now at University of Washington – he also has said, my dad is exploring television opportunities. But Andrew Marchand says that, yeah, he is. But he doesn't want to do anything in the studio on a full-time basis. Bill Belichick doesn't want to sit around chatting with Tony Dungy before football night in America. He doesn't want to sit around and be on CBS with Hickey, help me name somebody.
Boomer Esiason, Nate Burleson, yeah. Phil Sims, now J.J. Watt.
How could I forget Boomer Esiason, a co-worker who physically assaulted me about 10 years ago?
Hey, what?
Yeah. I interviewed Boomer a long, long time ago before I got into the company, and he physically assaulted me. He shook me up before the interview, grabbed me by my shoulders and shook me.
Oh, wow. He has big hands.
Yeah, that's a huge man. Think it's too late for a lawsuit? I'm asking. I mean, Puff Daddy is getting, right? Puff Daddy.
No statute limitations there.
Oh, well, yeah, no statute limitation. Well, maybe it's too late for me to get out of Esiason, but the next time I see him, I'll be sure to shake him up back. But anyway, Bill Belichick doesn't want to sit on that show. He doesn't want to sit around with Michael Strahan and Howie Long. Terry Bradshaw, I know those folks. You don't want to do that. You want something, I guess, a little bit more part-time. Maybe he wants to do a weekly. Maybe he wants to just break down X's and O's. Maybe Bill Belichick wants to, work with Peyton Manning. I don't know. Can you? Well, no, hell no. If he doesn't want to do pregame, Bill Belichick is not going to sit around and do a Manning cast. But maybe he has a coach's corner show. I don't know. We've heard Bill Belichick be engaging at times when he's not in the traditional press conference setting, when he doesn't have to sit around and answer questions from the media peons, or at least he makes them feel like peons. Bill Belichick just wants to just pop up here and there. It sounds like Bill Belichick just wants the same control that he always has. Well, there's been someone who has been vocal about doing something not a long-term requirement, not a long requirement on a weekly, not a long-term. Pat McAfee, back in February, he said he would love to have Belichick on his show. Listen.
Yes, is the answer. Mm-hmm. Okay? For all the people out there, Axelrod and the boys, know that I am trying my best to get Bill Belichick on this program at least once a week going forward.
Hell yeah.
Okay, just at least once a week going forward in the football season. Could you imagine us peppering Bill Belichick every single week throughout an entire football season? That's if he wants to get into the media world and if he would want to be on our particular program. There's a chance he says no way. Now, I did see him with a helmet on whenever we did College Game Day up in Massachusetts, yeah. Up in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. He was fantastic. We got a chance to talk a little to each other. That was fun. Hopefully he has a little bit of respect for what we've been able to do out here in Indianapolis, but having a chance to pick that brain through an entire football season would be a dream come true. Know that I am throwing my hat into the ring in a big way.
Okay, yeah. I think Pat McAfee is too much fun for Belichick. Would Belichick do it here or there? Yeah, but would it be a recurring basis? I don't think so. I would be in favor of it if Belichick replaced Aaron Rodgers. I'd be totally in favor of that. I don't know if Bill Belichick wants to, quote-unquote, break the... Is it the fourth wall, Hickey? The fourth wall or the third one?
Fourth wall.
Yeah, you don't want to break the fourth wall. Bill Belichick has a reputation to uphold because ultimately we know this man wants to get back into coaching. I don't think Bill Belichick wants to all of a sudden just, quote-unquote, break character on a recurring basis. Yeah, it's cool to watch Bill Belichick on College Game Day. Yeah, it's nice to see him pop up on the NFL Network and talk about how great Ed Reed is. Yes, he will tell you about the best long snapper in NFL history. All of these occasions have been over the past 10 to 15 years. Are you expecting something great? Expecting something good out of Belichick on a weekly basis? I think not. Because it would open him up. It would make people pay attention to the guy. I don't think he wants that. I think he wants to still be known as a coach. He wants to talk his you-know-what and show off his chops. But I don't think he's going to do it in a way where Pat McAfee is going to have fun. Maybe Bill Belichick wants to show a little bit of personality. I think it's more likely that he does a, I don't know, monthly coaching show and breakdown play. I don't know. We may never see Bill Belichick in the media. He might just be waiting in the wings for Mike McCarthy to get fired by Jerry Jones. That might happen sooner than later. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Jeff calling from one of my favorite places where if I lived there, I'd be overweight. Jeff is here from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sportry Show. What's up, Jeff?
JR, we finally meet.
Hello. We've never met before.
Well, we finally have.
Oh, great. Nice to have you here. What's up?
Just letting you know, Chef back there, the gatekeeper, not Ooh. Today, but the normal okay. guy.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. There's a Shep is, hold on a second, Jeff. The normal guy here is Hickey. Shep is in the other shift that I left.
Oh, I thought he was a package deal, man. I thought he was coming along for the ride.
Hold on a second, Jeff. Hickey, okay. can you tell this man, Jeff, something, please?
Hello, Jeff. He has called before in Zach's show. I guess me and Shep now sound very similar. Or you can't tell the difference. I guess
you don't. No, you don't.
I plead the fifth, boys. A little bit too much to be medical grade, if you will.
Oh, hold on a second. Hickey, does that mean he's been on that Mike Tyson?
I think so. That just came to New York, by the way, those ear gummies.
Yeah. Mike Tyson is selling Evander Holyfield's ears?
In the THC version.
Ah, so what is that supposed to knock you? It's supposed to knock you out or bring you, what is that?
I think knock you out. Minus the black eye you'd get.
Mike Tyson knocking people out in the 80s, the 90s before he went to prison. And then also here in 2020, maybe he'll knock out that Jake Paul guy. Hey, Jeff, go ahead. Hit us with your question. We don't have forever. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to see what you thought of all these acquisitions the Steelers are getting, man. I mean, we're loaded for bear, aren't we?
Yeah, you're loaded to actually compete in a legitimate way in the AFC North. I don't know if I'm going to go ahead and push it any further than that. It's one thing to have a legitimate quarterback, you think, you hope, in Russell Wilson, and a legitimate backup. Maybe he pushes him in Justin Fields. But, I mean, the division is stacked. You got to go with the Bengals. You got to think about the Ravens, who are a step away from the Super Bowl already. You got to think about the Browns, who had an amazing defense last year. They're certainly hoping that Deshaun Watson bounces back and maybe Nick Chubb can see a football field. So, yes, it's going to be better from Pittsburgh. And I guess if it's not, everybody in the Steel City is going to be crying for Mike Tomlin to get fired again.
Yeah, why not? It's kind of a popular thing to do around here.
I know. I know what else is popular, whatever the hell it is that you've been doing. You drive safe, okay, Jeff?
Hey, have a good one, man.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Drive safe. Don't no DUI, man. Don't do nothing under the influence. And Steelers also need to get a wide receiver. I don't know if George Pickens is going to go out there and cut it. Hey, that's why they got a draft. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of cutting it, when I got out of work yesterday and I left the studio, I was like, damn, the Lakers and Bucks, they're playing a good one. And I only had to watch it in overtime. Man, Anthony Davis played out of his mind. Now, that man is cutting it. And there was no LeBron James. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
What's the first thing you'd do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, Nasir Jones. If you don't know Nas, I don't know what to tell you. I love Nas. Nas from Queensbridge. Nas loves the New York Mets. Nas likes basketball, too. Shout-outs to Nas. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, I was asked about the Steelers, talking about how there was Bill Belichick is almost resisting working in a television studio on a full-time basis, full-time meaning on a week-to-week basis. So you also have to do production meetings and what have you. Bill Belichick wants to be in control, right? He doesn't want to step up into the public eye. Speaking of stepping up, congratulations. Last night, when I got out of the studio and was really able to dial in to the Los Angeles Lakers and the Bucks, I said, oh, this is a good one. The game had just gone into overtime. Everybody is tired. Every possession mattered. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a chance for a shot to help win and seal the game, and Anthony Davis is all over him. Giannis with a little fadeaway. The fadeaway sucked. I mean, it's Giannis. It's not like his jump shooting is going to go out there and impress you. Anthony Davis, 34 points, 23 rebounds to go along with four blocks. Austin Reeves, a big three in double overtime here. 29 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. That's right. Austin Reeves had a triple-double, and Anthony Davis played like a man on fire. And I say to myself, why can't Anthony Davis do this all the time? If he plays this hard, is he just going to spontaneously combust? Why can't Anthony Davis tell LeBron James, hey, LeBron, I got this. There was no LeBron James last night, as he's been nursing his foot and ankle issue that has pretty much nursed all year, that he has nursed all year. I mean, he played this past Sunday against the Indiana Pacers, had his 26 points, because even at damn near 40 years old, LeBron is good for 25, 8 and 8 a night. And then they play the Memphis Grizzlies this evening. And so congratulations to Anthony Davis for finally stepping up. The Los Angeles Lakers are still the ninth seed in the West. The Los Angeles Lakers, they pretty much are right behind the Phoenix Suns, who are also in the play-in. The Lakers are seeded ninth at 40 and 32. Phoenix is above them at eighth at 42 and 30. And the Golden State Warriors, who people are concerned are tanking at this point because they feel like they suck, Golden State is 37 and 34. They're only a game in front of the Houston Rockets. Wow. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the season? Anyway, Anthony Davis, he spoke after the game. I know he was tired. I know he was sucking air. He basically said, oh, yeah, it feels good to step up. It was a big win.
We know where we're trying to get to, where we are in the standings. And, you know, we got to control what we can control. And that's, you know, taking one game at a time, trying to win one game at a time. And, you know, let the rest take care of itself. So for us as a unit, especially with, you know, Bron out, guys had to step up. You know, we did that on both ends of the floor.
Oh, excellent. Excellent game. Offense, defense, it was a lot of fun to watch. Darvin Ham, whose best job right now for the Los Angeles Lakers is to kiss the behind of LeBron James and also Anthony Davis. Of course, he had high praise for Anthony Davis because the man had, let's say it again, 34 points, 23 rebounds, and four blocks in double overtime. Listen to this.
Kudos to him, man. He played his ass off, and, you know, 34 and 23. AR with a triple-double. D-Lo, 29 and 12. Spence had a rough shooting night, but the one shot he made was a huge three-point shot. So, you know, all our guys, man. Rui came alive, had some big plays for us with a double-double. I mean, Torian, his defense off the bench, you know, Jackson's energy. It's, you know, the whole Dame, the 9 for 29, Chris Middleton, 4 for 15. I mean, those are some hellified performances.
Hellified performance. I'm going to use that one. Hickey, who does Darvin Ham think he is? Does Darvin Ham think he's Bruce Bochy? Is it me or are there similarities there? No, a little bit?
A little bit. You know, 48, well, I guess double overtime. So what is that, 58 minutes of yelling? That'll do it for you.
Let's compare. Let's hear Darvin Ham for a second. Let's hear Darvin Ham.
Kudos to him, man. He played his ass off and, you know, 34 and 23.
Okay, enough of Darvin Ham. Let's now hear Mr. Bruce Bochy. Let's hear Bruce Bochy. What does he sound like?
Well, it is hard, but, you know, I like our chances. We pretty much have the same club with a couple changes, but, you know.
Okay. Wow, okay. All right. Give Darvin Ham another, I don't know, 20 years, and maybe he might sound like Bruce Bochy. I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to the Lakers for being relevant. Try to win some games when LeBron is there. Help LeBron when he's playing. People will say, oh, LeBron is dominating the ball because he doesn't trust these other guys. He has to facilitate because they're a bunch of losers. 855-212-4CBS. Brent is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Brent? Go quick.
Oh, hello, JR. Wonderful Bears news.
What is it?
circulating these days. I think Kevin Williams is announcing that the Bears are going to, well, you know, he's speaking to the media that they're going to break ground in for
downtown on the waterfront. Yes, right next door to where they are. Yes.
Yeah, and Arlington Heights is you know, getting farther and farther from making a deal for them.
We talked about that 2 weeks ago, Brent. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And Caleb Williams is going to visit Hell's Hall next week.
Good. I mean, you guys have the number one pick. Why wouldn't he visit?
Yeah, but it's in the works, you know, from what RG3 said and Deion Sanders. I think I'm pretty excited for the Bears, the new CEO, Kevin Williams.
As you should. Did you put any stock into what RG3 and Deion Sanders said? Did you put any stock into that?
No, because, like, I talked with you, you know, Jim Kelly didn't want to cover the Bills, but now he loves Buffalo. Okay. And Darren Nelson, there was, you know.
Well, good on you for not paying any attention to him. I appreciate you. Hey, we'll see what happens in the draft. They got a couple other picks too. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, JR. It's great to talk with you again.
Absolutely, Brent. You take it easy. Shout outs to Brent for calling from Illinois. Anthony Davis is a big Bears fan. Hickey, did you know he likes the Bears?
I did know that. Yes. Mr. Chicago.
Wait. Am I mixing it up? Is he a Packers fan or a Bears fan? I think, I don't know, he might be a little bit.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, he's a turncoat.
I think, you know what? You're right. I don't know. How did that happen?
I think it's his age. I think given his age. What is Anthony Davis, like 30? 30? Like, he got to be 30 now at this point.
But he loves Chicago.
Yeah, but I think him growing up, the Bears sucked. The Bears sucked, and he probably saw Brett Favre, and he's just like, oh, no, I'm a root for these losers. I'm going for Brett Favre. Yeah, Anthony Davis is – excuse me? He's going to be 30 – well, he just turned 31. Okay. Anthony Davis turned 31 on March 11th. Happy birthday. Yeah, that's why he's a Packers fan. Got to be. His Bears stunk. Just it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The JR Sport Brief Show. When we come back, you know, speaking of quarterbacks, Anthony Davis is not a quarterback, but he elevated his game. He's also a Packers fan. Has to be happy with Jordan Love. There's a quarterback in the NFL who's expected to elevate in his second year. I'll tell you who it is. And then we'll talk about something that the NCAA is trying to eliminate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.